Thousands of people across the province are signing up for a Nova Scotia Power class action lawsuit. McGilvery Law is launching it after the utility dealt with a cyber attack back in the spring. Since then, some customers say they are being billed up to three times more than expected. Danielle Frazier, the representative plaintiff in the proposed class action, says she was concerned when she started receiving bills three times more than what she was expecting.
So I looked into it and I wasn't getting any answers from Nova Scotia Power. They were basically putting the blame back on me and saying it was something that I was doing differently in the way that I was living, and I knew that wasn't true. So I thought, I'm going to see if this is an isolated incident. And so, of course, you hit Facebook and one quick search, and I saw that, you know, hundreds of people were getting the same bills that didn't make sense. Their consumption had tripled, or, you know, their usage had gone through the roof and they hadn't changed anything.
Frazier says Nova Scotians deserve reliable, affordable electricity.
This is an essential service. It should not be something that people have to decide between food and power, or mortgage and power. And I just couldn't see it going on anymore. I had seniors, contacting me who couldn't afford their power bill in their small little 900 square foot apartment. And so they're living in 0 degree weather because they're afraid to turn their heat on.
Frazier says people are losing trust in the power utility.
I don't believe that the province has any confidence in Nova Scotia Power right now. I think that they are finally, you know, people are seeing that something is definitely wrong. The government's starting to take notice. Obviously, media is taking notice.
Nova Scotia Power reps recently attended a provincial discussion where those in attendance were told that their billing system was compromised during the cyber attack, eventually leading to inaccurate meter readings. Peter Gregg is NSP's chief executive officer.
The broad commitment is to all of our customers, back to we'll get it right, we'll fix it. We will true up all these bills. And so once we're able to get the true meter reads and the communication system back up and running, we can do that. I don't want anyone to think that we're just taking that money. If people have overpaid, we owe people back that money, and we will give them back that money.
Coast Radio reached out to the utility but declined an interview request about the class action lawsuit. Frazier says there's about 10,000 people now on the list for it. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.